to Muscle Girls Inc., the next generation. Get full access into the world of women's bodybuilding, women's physique, figure, fitness, and bikini. Here are your hosts, Diana Dahlgren and Christina Voynich.
Welcome back to Muscle Girls Inc. This is Christina Voynich, and I am now joined by a special guest of ours. We have the NPC Team Universe overall women's physique winner, new IFBB Pro, Jennifer Smythe. Jennifer, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
I've said this now with each and every new pro. How does that feel? Introduction, IFBB Pro. What happens when you hear that?
I still don't believe it. I really don't believe it. Like, it hasn't sunk in yet at all.
No.
I can't even believe I won, so let alone have my pro card and won the overall. Like, it's crazy. It's been, so many years of trying to get there that I just can't even believe it finally happened.
Well, you are officially a pro. Well, I guess once you get the pro card in the mail, I guess you're officially a pro. I'm not really sure how that one works. But
I think something like when you get something in October, but you can unofficially or officially somehow accept in advance or something. I'm not sure.
Well, as far as anyone who's listening is concerned, you're an IFBB pro, so we'll roll with that one. Let's talk about your career as a competitor. We'll talk eventually about your transition from figure to physique, because like you and I have actually talked about off the air, you kind of are right at that borderline where you've actually been a pretty successful figure competitor and now an even more successful physique competitor. So we'll get to that in a minute, but tell me a little bit about what got you into competing. Did you have a sports background, or was it something that you kind of, just kind of fell into?
My whole entire life I played sports, three sports a year, all year round. And then when I got to college, I didn't play sports, and I regretted, I regretted not trying out for soccer, and I regretted all that. So I really missed competing, but because I had, I started my career and everything, I didn't really have time to, join a soccer team where you have to, practice starts at 5:30, 6 o'clock p.m. I'm not home in time. And I was working out at a gym, and actually was also working at the job that I was at the time, which is a company called Footstar. And actually, Allison Fran, who is a figure competitor that just got her pro card this year at the same show, she and I went to school together, and she had done a figure show, and I went to it, and I said, I could do this. And she got, she sparked my interest when I went and saw it. And I had a couple people at my gym that had competed. So, and then when my boyfriend had decided to compete in bodybuilding, my boyfriend's Chris Lacompe, I decided that after he competed in his show, I was going to try a figure show. So in 2005, that was the first time I ever competed. And then, I really enjoyed it, but I kind of took a break and went back in 2008. And that's when I, really started competing every year consistently.
Now, was Chris the one that had helped you in the beginning with your dieting and training and all that, or did you have another coach?
No, I had a trainer. I had asked his trainer at the time to help me out, even though he didn't really work with too many girls, but I had asked him, he helped me out. But then, when I came back and started in 2008, I had asked Casey Cherick, who had always done, he had done a few girls' diets, but he's not, one of the gurus out there. He really doesn't have any clients. He's just a good friend of mine. His wife was Miss Figure Brazil, and he helped her out. So I had asked him for help because I really didn't know where to turn, who to ask, and what to do. But it just turned out to be a really good decision because he didn't teach me, you have to eat this, you have to eat that, this many calories, this many grams of carbs, this, whatever. He taught me to learn my own body. So really the first year he really helped me out. And since then I've pretty much done my own diet and then go to him for, for his eyes to tell me what to change, what to tweak, and if I have to fix anything, if I'm ahead, behind, and so it's pretty much been me doing it for the past couple years.
You know, I think that's great advice for a lot of women. I think so many girls get hung up on the diet and the numbers and the this many carbs and this many calories and this and that, that they forget to really listen to their own body. And I think that's great. It's always great to have a coach and a trainer and, you know, the girls that really do need someone to kind of hold their hand through the whole process. But I think it's great when, you know, we hear from someone that actually listens to her body and can change things up on her own. And of course, it's always good to have, you know, that sounding board, like your guy, you know, to kind of bounce things off of. So I think that's some great advice to a lot of women to, you know, listen to your body.
I don't know that I would have been able to sustain competing for so long if I didn't do it in a way that I was able, you know, I was able to do it, because I can't cut all of my carbs out and you know, kill myself. I still have to think when I'm at work, so I can't be, you know, I can't be so low on calories that I'm, you know, that I can't think straight. And I, and he's actually, he's always worked, he's a professional bodybuilder, but he always worked in a corporate setting, and he, so he knows what it's like to, you know, not have, I don't know, like a more open schedule and this and that, and to have long hours. And so he understood that and was able to work with me with that. And I think, you know, teaching me not to stress that, oh my God, I don't have a chicken meal and I have to eat chicken right now, but I, you know, maybe I can have ground turkey or maybe I can have something else. You know what I mean? It's not the end of the world. And, you know, so it just, it helps you relax and it really helps you learn. It also helped me stay leaner throughout the off season so that when I'm dieting for a show, it's not, you know, I'm not swinging greatly from, you know, one extreme to the other, and it's a lot easier to diet that way.
Another piece of great advice. I had just a quick little story. I had actually a friend who was doing figure, and she put on quite a bit of weight in the off season, and then, yeah, it's twice as hard almost to come down to that size that you're really wanting to. And, you know, you, especially at junior USAs, you know, you come in pretty hard. So it's probably easier for you now that, you know, you don't really, what you say, I guess, blow up in the off season. If you stay pretty lean, it's easier for you. But I will ask, what do you think is the hardest part about having a normal, you know, 9-to-5 job where you have a commute and all of that, and also, you know, dieting at the same time? What do you think is the hardest part with that?
You know what, to be honest, I think when you have to work long hours, like, you can't just say, oh, I'm sorry, I have to go to the gym tonight. Like, I can't get those done. I actually, last year was probably the smallest I was smaller last year than the year before and this year, just because of all the stress I had, because I was working really crazy hours and was determined that I was still going to compete, and I just was stressed out and wore myself, you know, I just wore myself down. And that's really, really hard because you don't have time, you don't get enough sleep, and if you have to go into a meeting, you know, and this is the other thing, if you're supposed to eat every 2 hours, every 3 hours, whatever it is that your trainer's telling you to do, you know, sometimes I can't eat until, you know, maybe it's 4 hours because I'm in a meeting, and I can't just bring in fish into the middle of a meeting or chicken, you know, mm-hmm. You know, because it's a professional atmosphere, and not every company and not every situation, not every meeting is okay with that. My last job was more okay with it, the one that I have now. You know, I don't know, but I've worked around it. You know what I mean? Because I try not to draw attention to that. But, yeah, it's hard. It's hard to balance.
And I guess there's a time and a place for everything. And, you know, some people have the luxury that they can, you know, diet and bring their food everywhere they go on the road and travel and in meetings and all of that. In your case, you can't. But it's good, though, that you, like I said before, know your body enough and you are flexible enough with your meals that you're not going to freak out if the next meal doesn't come right on time, if you maybe have to wait a little bit, you know, for the next one to come.
Yeah, no, I mean, if it's like, you know, if I have to eat every 3 hours and I know my schedule, I have no meeting. Maybe it's 2.5, I have to eat one a little earlier. Maybe it's 3.5, maybe it's 4, and I have to eat one a little bit later. But so be it, you know. I think me stressing out about it would cause me a lot more harm than than having that meal half hour late.
Absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about your figure career for a little bit. You know, looking back at, I guess, your competition history or your roster, your competition resume, I guess I should call it, compared to most new women's physique pros, I have to say you actually are one of the few that have been quite successful on the figure stage. You know, most girls like Daylan Bailey, for example, really had a tough time on the national level stage. She could do well locally and regionally and, you know, maybe on the state side, but once they would step on a national level stage, it was like terminal placing, never top 15.
Right.
You, however, been the complete opposite, it seems. You know, you've competed at Team U before, you competed at Nationals, and, you know, just kind of going through, I mean, you're placing top six at just about every single show. So
yeah.
My question is, what were the judges' critiques, I guess, when you competed figure, let's say, last year, and even up to, you know, Junior USA's, you know, this year, what were the judges' reaction and their feedback to you on improvements just based on your figure physique alone?
I think year after year, well, actually in 2008, I mean, I've been hearing I'm too hard forever. In 2008, that was the first time I competed on a national stage. And actually I competed at Atlantic States and I thought, and I'm not a cocky person, I was like, I'm definitely going to win. They're hands down, you know, and this is when they started going towards that. It was the first time they started going towards that softer look. And the first thing they said at Atlantic States, like sixth, I think, was you're too hard, you're borderline bodybuilder. And I was so, I think my jaw dropped because I was probably also the smallest girl on stage.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, how could I be a bodybuilder? But it was just because I'm harder, and that's just my physique. So the following year, I didn't diet as hard. I didn't do as much cardio, you know, and I came in a little bit softer, a little fuller. And by then, I had, like, been training for a couple of years, and I think I just filled out a little bit more. And that was the first time I got noticed was at USA's in, because at Junior Nationals, I did not play. I think it was, like, 16th or whatever. Then the following year when I competed at USA's, they noticed me and I was actually shocked because I got fourth place.
Mm.
And I think it was just something, I think the reason why I got noticed was because I think they liked my physique, my look, but I think it was also the presentation on stage, which had a lot to do with it. I think presenting yourself professionally definitely helps get you noticed, too, because when there's, let's face it, when there's 30 girls in a class and you're walking through, something has to make them notice you besides just your body and your shape, because all the girls start to look very similar. I mean, I've competed in figure for years, and I can honestly say, I mean, I love all the girls in figure, but when you're watching it, it's hard to tell the difference, and it's very hard to judge. So I think you have to do something to make yourself stand out. So I think I got noticed, and but again, time after time, they kept telling me, you need to come in a little fuller. You need to come in a little fuller. And unfortunately for me, I tried, but when I came in fuller, I didn't look quite as good because I don't get fuller in the right spots. So I kind of fill out in my waist. It doesn't go to my butt, so I'm not fuller in the spots I think that would help my physique and figure.
Mm-hmm.
Like my, you know, I think they like that real tiny waist and a fuller bottom, and I just don't, I'm the opposite. I have harder legs and, you know, not a wide or thick waist, but it's just not super tiny. So I kept hearing it time and time again. It was, it's come in fuller, come in fuller. And it got to the point, I think we're last year at Nationals, I came in fuller and I did well. I placed third, but I kind of felt like I'm not even really dieting as hard and I don't look as good. So for Junior USA's, I said, you know what, I'm just going to come in how I think I look best.
Mm-hmm.
And I did, and it was probably the best I had looked in, you know, in a while. And their response was, you know, we really like your look, but you really should be doing women's physique. And at that time, and that was the first time, you know, I didn't really get to see women's physique yet. And I was kind of shocked because my initial reaction was that I'm not a bodybuilder, and I thought that women's physique was replacing bodybuilding. Like, that was the impression I had.
Okay.
And they said, no, it's not, you know, it's not that. It's really like a throwback to the original bodybuilding. It's really just a harder physique, very feminine look, but just harder. You know, we're going softer, and when you go softer, you lose what you have because it just doesn't work for you. You just have a harder physique, and, you know, you should really think about it and just take some time to think about it and maybe, you know, see what you can, you know, maybe try Team U since it's close by, you know. And so I took weeks to think about it, and I kept dieting. Like, I kept my diet going, but I wasn't sure. And I finally decided, like, I think 2 weeks before when you had to send an application, I was like, okay, you know what? I've had about 4 or 5 national level judges at this point tell me you should be doing physique. So I said, well, we'll see, because I keep doing worse and worse at figure. And, you know, I don't want it to be where I was so close and then I keep dropping down further and further.
Do you think you like your physique better as a physique competitor? Because I know you said, you know, yeah, you looked good at nationals, but, you know, and you did well. You placed 3rd at nationals, but, you know, you didn't feel like you looked your personal best because you didn't feel like you were really dieting. So do you like physique a little bit better because this is the look that you're allowed to be hard and you're allowed to be big and it's okay?
I do. I really like a lot because, I don't know, I just feel like it fits me better. It looks better on me when I'm fuller. I don't think it looks quite as good because I don't think my shape is as good when I'm fuller. But not only just looking better, I had so much more fun competing in physique than I did competing in figure. And the first thing I thought of was when we came out and we did our quarter turns, which are, you know, just the same as figure quarter turns, but without heels. We walked off stage and I said, oh, I was like, oh my gosh, we still have so much left to do. I don't have to walk off stage now because we're not just doing quarter turns. And, you know, we had to go back on stage, do our individual routines, then go back and do the mandatory comparisons. And then at night again, you still had your routine to do, which is great because the routine at night, you actually get to show your personality off a little bit and, you know, use your music and kind of just let everybody know who you are a little bit. And I think that kind of was always missing in figure, and you don't really get to show, like in bikini, you know, like you can kind of show because your suit, you can pick the suit that kind of fits your personality, and, you know, you can show off your personality a little bit when you pose, but in figure, you don't have as much of a window of opportunity. You know, there's not much leeway there.
Yeah, so. You know, I've always agreed with that. You know, I personally originally started in figure and then moved to bikini, and I always said at one point I wanted to be able to do like a crab most muscular or a front double bicep. Be like, look, I've got something under here. Like, can you give me some recognition for the hard work? So I definitely understand that because, you know, when you just do quarter turns, and while, you know, figure is great and that, you know, honestly even helped pave the way for physique, I think it's great that we have now a division where you're kind of, you know, like you said, a throwback where you can do poses. So what was it like putting together the poses? Was it kind of strange? Did you have any, I guess, examples or inspirations that you kind of took ideas from when you were planning your poses?
You know what? I asked everybody, and I think everybody was just trying to show me what other girls were doing in physique that they saw on stage from the other shows. And I was like, you know, I don't personally like some of the way that they pose just because it seemed just like bodybuilding to me, and I wanted to make it my own and kind of pose the way I wanted to pose. And I actually, well, I, lucky for me, met the coach that I have. When his wife was competing in Brazil, actually their figure poses are very similar to our physique poses. So he was able to show me how they pose for figure and helped me that way. It was showing me kind of how to make it a little bit more feminine and, you know, just a little bit different. And I really like that. So whether it was right or wrong, I don't know if there's a certain way that you had to pose, but I posed slightly differently just because I felt like it fit me a little bit more, and I found it to be a little bit more feminine, or I just like, the hand positioning a little bit better. So it was a little strange at first when I was first trying, but once I started working with him and it was kind of fitting more into what I felt comfortable doing, it seemed to work really well, and I had a lot of fun doing it. And then, of course, the routine, I like threw that together in like the last week, but that was like so much fun, to like pick out music. And of course I wish I had thought, decided a little sooner.
Earlier.
but it was so much fun, to get to do that and to, kind of showcase your personality and let everybody know who you are just a little bit.
Sure. And I think, it gives you a chance, like you said, to kind of be in the spotlight for a minute, and you get more stage time as a physique competitor.
Yeah, it was nice because I actually felt like the night was longer. Like, it definitely, the moments lasted longer, and you didn't just feel like, oh my God, I did all this work. I walked out, I did my quarter turns, and then I'm done.
Exactly.
All that work and you're on stage for 2 seconds, at least I got to be on stage for maybe like 5 minutes.
We'll take the 5 minutes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, you did tell me a funny story, and I know we talked about it off the air, but so the show's over and you've had a week or so, I guess not even a week, almost a week. A few days, rather, after the show. So, of course, like most competitors, you're kind of covered in Pro-Tan, you're kind of covered in Jantana, still after a couple of days. So, tell everyone a little bit about the funny story that happened this morning as you're getting ready to go to work.
Oh, of course. So, and of course, I haven't had more than, 4 hours of sleep since Saturday. Because I got in so late, we had to go back for pictures, Everything's just been crazy, and I was at work late last night just because I've had a lot to do, and, we had some time off last week because of the holiday. So, yeah, and I didn't get sleep. I wake up this morning. I'm running late. It's one of those mornings where you're just dropping everything. Like, you can't get out the door. I go to catch the bus. Of course, the bus is stuck in a ton of traffic, and I'm already now going to be extremely late to work. And I realized, I grabbed a little white jacket to wear, and my hair's soaking wet because I was in a rush. So my hair now is soaking wet on my back, on my white jacket, and by the time I get off the bus, I realize that it's covered in orange from my Pro-Tan because my hair soaked through. Yeah. And I'm like, really? I've taken so many showers, I've scrubbed the hell out of myself, and still. And so there's a store called Strawberry, which is a really, cheap store, and in Port Authority. So I go in, and I'm, scrounging, and people must thought I was creepy, because I'm, splotchy and brown, and, I look like a crazy person. I'm throwing clothes around, trying to find a cardigan to cover myself up so I don't look like a crazy person when I get to work. I'm in line. There's, of course, a huge line now, and I'm like, great, I'm going to be even later. And I nearly knock over the entire jewelry stand that's sitting there because I'm antsy to I need to get to work. This is ridiculous. And I was like, this does not look good. I have a mid-year review today, and they're going to, this is not good. So, and I, throw a piece of jewelry at this woman because it got caught in my hand, and I, threw it at her. I'm like, is this a disaster? And, of course, what do I get? I get a cream cardigan to go walk to work in when it's 100 degrees out. So I'm now, sprinting to work and sweating, realizing this is probably a really horrendous idea in retrospect to buy a cream cardigan after I just stained the white one, the white jacket that I had.
You're trying to match a little bit, match the brown spray tan with the white and the wet hair. And
I'm just one big spaz, so it's fine. I survived the day so far.
Good. So now it's the end of the day, and hopefully things are at least a little bit better now for you.
Yeah.
Good. Well, what I like to do with everyone we have on the air, I like to end the interview with just three kind of fun questions.
Okay.
Nothing too, I tell Jeff the air, I tell everyone, nothing too incriminating. Don't worry, I'm not going to ask you about your dating history or anything. We're not letting any skeletons out of the bag.
It's okay. My dating history is pretty boring.
Well, there we go. So maybe next time we bring you on, we talk about your dating history.
Yeah, I can tell you right now, in one sense, I'm like, I've been with Chris LeComp for 14 years, so that's pretty much the extent of my dating history. We started dating in high school, so.
That's incredible. 14
yeah.
years.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
How's that with dieting together? I mean, you know, Mike and I live together. I was going to say, I'm lucky that I don't have to diet too hard too often. You know, I stay pretty close to competition, but I mean, even just me dealing with him is enough. So what's it like?
Well, to go through is a lot more, it's a lot worse than what I have to go through. So sure. For him, it's a lot more stressful. I'm a lot more relaxed when it comes to dieting, but at the same time, I may be more relaxed, but I've done, you know, what, 12 shows, 14 shows, something in like the past 3 years. So it's just, even just the
second nature
of always having, like always dieting, even if I'm not stressed out or I'm not, you know, cranky or whatever, it's just, oh, you're always, you know, it's always dieting. So it's kind of good because even though I'd be excited to get on the pro stage right away, I think it's nice that we have a break. It gives us a break, so.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Well, before I forget, that is another question I wanted to ask you. So now that, you know, you do have, like you said, this mandatory off season, what are some things that you want to improve on? Because you do have a while before you have to step on stage. And like I had told the last girl that we had on, you know, Jennifer Robinson, she won the overall at the Junior Nationals. You know, all of you girls look completely different. All of you women's physique pros.
Yeah.
Everyone has a different look, a different attitude, a different, you know, structure. So I can't wait to see all of you gals all on stage at the same time. But what are the things that you personally want to improve on before you do step on the pro stage?
You know, I only got to ask one of the judges for feedback after the show. I think, like, I don't know if that's I think he was the only one that I was able to ask, and he said nothing. Now, you know, I've seen people posting, and I've heard commentary on other people saying, like, she needs to be tighter, or the expectation is to get bigger. I'm not sure. I mean, I think I'm going to continue to train hard. Like, I've always trained hard, but there are certain things, like, I never train arms. Just because they naturally are just bigger. Mm-hmm. Mostly, really, I just don't train my biceps, which is probably, you know, I'll start doing that for 2 weeks because obviously we have two biceps, like a front double bicep and a back double bicep.
Right.
So I'll probably start doing that. But, you know, most of my training will be the same. I'll probably train a little harder. I'll probably diet and, you know, and be a little bit leaner and harder. I don't know how much bigger I would plan to get because I'm kind of happy where I'm at, and from the feedback that I did get, they said don't get any bigger, you know, you're perfect the way you are. And you know, it's just, I think it seems to me that the reason why we all have such different physiques is because I think they're, from my perception, is that they're picking the physiques that they like the best, that they find has both a balance of muscularity, hardness, and beauty all combined into one. But that doesn't mean that there's only one body that does that. So although Dana Lynn Bailey and I might have very different physiques, there's something very appealing about the muscularity and hardness that she has. But there's also, you know, something appealing about the novice, you know, so it's, I think, like, everybody has something. It's just that we all have it differently, but it's something that they like that we have. But again, you know, I know there's a lot of girls who are like, you know, a lot of the C girls aren't that big, but there was, I think the girl's name is Lindsay Spittler, but she was at Junior USA's, I think, in the tall class. I think she got 8th, and she's a beautiful girl with a lot of muscle, but she had too much muscle. So, you know, I think that you have to come in looking what's most beautiful on you, the most beautiful, like, amount of muscle, because there's going to be a point where when you get too hard and too lean, maybe you look too stringy, or too, you know, maybe it's too hard, too striated, because they don't want that either. And there comes a point when you put on size and then you get to a point where on your body it doesn't, you know, maybe on your frame it doesn't fit and it's a little bit too much. So I just think it's finding that balance and keeping yourself looking beautiful with, you know, a certain, whatever a certain amount of muscle that is and a certain amount of hardness that is, and just finding, I don't know, finding that amount for yourself. And that, I think that's why we all look so different. You know, we all have that, some look, some, but we're able to like tie in the beauty, muscularity, and hardness.
No, I think that's great. And that's why I love women's physique. You know, I've always been a fan of all of the other divisions. I've never been partial to any, and I'm still not. But I love seeing, you know, the different physiques that kind of surface once you throw a women's physique in the mix. Because sometimes you see girls that you like their physique, but they never really fit anywhere. So now is the spot where you can fit. But I love all of the little things that you said, Jen. I think all of the little things, these little snippets of, I can't even think of the word, like the little light bulbs, I think, have gone off, you know, as people are listening to you. I think a lot of people can appreciate the little suggestions that you're giving too. Be yourself, come in how you want to look, and then take the judge's feedback from there, which I think is great.
Yeah, and I think that that's kind of the great thing about physique right now, is because there is no, I think Dana said it on one of the boards, that, you know, there is no set standard right now. And that's what's so great about it, because, you know, we can be part of making it. You know, if you start out and you try it, you can be part of history and start making it what it is. But there is no set one thing. So in figure, you know, where there's a certain look, but sometimes people are confused because, well, she got this, she got that. Like, it's still going to be confusing in physique because we're still figuring it out, and depending on who steps on stage and who's there. But, you know, ultimately, like, it's really anybody's game. Like, just because I was, you know, to your point, just because I was in the top, like, other girls were not in the top five and they were doing bad at figure, and those are the ones, like, excelling in physique. You would think, I walked in thinking, I have no idea how I'm going to do. You know, I was told at Junior USA's to try physique and to come in exactly how I looked at Junior USA's. Now, mm-hmm. I was a little bit harder because I felt like I needed to be, and I felt like I could look better. So I did that, but they told me then not to be any harder. So, you know, it's all about finding, you know, what's right for you, and you know, I think that's what's really great. So I think, you know, anyone can really try it at this point. You know, there's no set standard. There's no rule.
Perfect.
It's really just what looks best for you.
Yeah,
you know?
definitely. Well, now we'll move on to the three questions, now that we've gone off
okay.
on a tangent. I forgot about that. We started talking about your dating life, and we just kind of
went
over. That's usually what happens on Muscle Girls, Inc. Once we start talking about relationships, like, the whole show just, like, ends up somewhere
yeah.
else. So I'll ask you three questions. So first question is, what type of music do you like to listen to whenever you're training? Do you have a specific genre that you kind of cling to when you really have to hit it hard at the gym?
No, it's just something like upbeat. I have to have something that's just, you know, just upbeat and gets me going, because I can't listen to anything slow. It could be rock. It's usually probably something more like pop, but, you know, something upbeat. I just have to be alert and awake and like pumped up and ready to go.
Good. We've had some crazy answers, which is why we've had Spice Girls. We've had Spice Girls. We've had Disney music. We've had Jennifer
Disney
Robinson.
Music?
Yeah, Jennifer Robinson. She likes what she'll do. And if for anyone else listening that didn't catch this from the last show, she will throw in some type of song that has to do with the booty randomly in her playlist. And it'll be like, I like big butts. And as soon as that comes on, she has to go do a leg exercise. Even if she's doing arms or chest or shoulder, she goes and does a quick leg movement. And then she goes on. When the music's done,
that's
she
really
goes on
funny.
And does her own. So I always like
you
to
know,
hear these little things that people like to do.
The only weird little thing I have is that so for so long, like, I was like, I wish there was more to figure. I wish there was more to figure. You know, I'm like, maybe because I'm too hard and my body's more similar to like a fitness girl's body, I was like, maybe I should try fitness, even though I have no background. So I have, like, fitness playlist of songs that I would have if I was a fitness competitor.
Ooh, so routine.
Because it's like,
potential
it's
routine
like my wish list. Yeah.
There you go. I like, see, that's perfect. That's a good little quirk. Yeah. I like that. I like that.
But, you know, then I was like, great, I have all these fitness songs, but they didn't work out for physique because they're way too fast.
I was going to say, you're not exactly going to be doing jumping jacks and cartwheels and back handsprings during physique. Next question. So I'll probably ask you three or four. So the next question is, what is your favorite cheat meal? Not necessarily post-contest meal, but your cheat meal when you're allowed to have one during the week. What do you tend to go towards? What do you have a taste for?
Oh gosh, this is so hard. I don't really do the whole cheat meal thing.
Okay. What about post contest then? What's like number one meal after you compete that you're craving?
Oh my god, everyone's gonna yell at me because
are you gonna say like chicken and green beans?
I'm always like, no, it's fine. I don't want anything. I'm like, all I want after a show usually is like watermelon, because it's like hydrating, I guess, or like cereal.
Okay.
Or ice cream.
That's good. That's not
too like,
weird.
It's probably something that it's like cold and, you know, but yeah, cereal is like a big thing for me.
As long as you don't say, like a lot of people do, they say, you know, I'm craving like rice cakes and oatmeal. I'm like, no. That's not post-contest.
I usually bring a lot of candy to the show.
Okay.
I never go out for like a big meal, but I always like bring candy and then I always have ice cream when I get home.
I'll take it. That's perfectly acceptable. So next question, what do you like to wear to the gym? Are you a baggy sweatpants, big hoodie type of girl or little shorts, sports bra or something kind of in between?
Probably something in between, something like hardtail pants, solo pants type, you know, some sort of fold over pant. And usually just like a tank top, like a ribbed tank or something.
Okay. We've heard very variations of this. So I always like to check. And then the last question, if you had to give one little piece of advice to a competitor who's thinking about switching over to physique, what little piece of advice would you give them?
You know what? To definitely try it because it was a lot of fun. You know, I was definitely hesitant about it, but, and also, like, on a side note, the whole, like, no heels thing kind of threw me off because I'm, like, the girl who wears heels all the time. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. There's no heels. And I was like, I don't know. But actually, that worked out to be very comfortable for me on Saturday. But I would say just try it and, you know, just let everybody know who you are. Be yourself. You know, whatever you're going to do, you know, you can... Don't be afraid to try something new, like wear a suit that's more fitting of your personality. It doesn't have to be, you know, the same kind of suits, and it doesn't have to be, you know, let your music showcase your personality, you know, kind of bring to the stage yourself, and because you have an opportunity to let everybody know who you are, you know, and let people, like, get people to know you a little bit, and, you know, and that helps them remember you. And just have fun with it.
Perfectly spoken. I love it. Well, Jen, thank you so much for coming on Muscle Girls Inc. this week. I think, like I said before, you had a lot of good advice, a lot of good tips for girls who are thinking about competing in general for the first time or maybe switching from one division to the next. So like I've told all of the women's physiquers, I'm sad we won't see you for a while, but trust me, we will all be watching closely as all of you guys step on stage next year. So I have a feeling, like I've told them too, this won't be the last time that that we have you on the radio. So best of luck to you throughout your mandatory, no choice but have an off season.
I know.
Good luck with that. But yes, definitely. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
No, thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Always fun. Well, that does it for this episode of Muscle Girls, Inc. Stay tuned for next week. We'll have a lot of good suggestions on also how to compete on a budget, because we know we've had a lot of you guys send requests for that show. So,
Yeah.
I know.
That's a good topic.
Listen to that one, too. Exactly, Jen. So, like I said, that does it for this episode of Muscle Girls, Inc. And until next time, we will see you then.
Muscle Girls, Inc. is a presentation of RxMuscle.com.